Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The situation in Ethiopia is one that we have been following and I am very concerned about. I'm actually very saddened by it because if we saw what was happening in Addis Ababa with them becoming the hub, an African hub, travel hub, I thought that Ethiopia had really turned the corner. Now we're hearing that it is only getting worse. Dr. Jackie Salias, African analyst and founder of the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
So what is the extent, is the war escalating in Ethiopia?
Yes, it is. It seems like Prime Minister Abiy is becoming increasingly desperate as the Tigrayan forces appear to be advancing on Addis Ababa. Recently, I think yesterday, he indicated that he himself will now go to the front to go and lead his forces. Now, that is, you know, after a declaration of a national state of emergency a few days ago, that's a clear sign of desperation. And indications are that the Tigrayan forces are getting closer to Addis Ababa. So the situation is becoming very desperate. France is withdrawing its nationals, it follows a variety of other countries, so people are very concerned.
So what are the chances, or how can this be de-escalated?
You know, there have been countless efforts at mediation. A former president, Obasanjo, has been there repeatedly. The Americans, the African Union, the Kenyans, South Africa has called on this. Prime Minister Abiy seems to believe that he's going to turn this around, despite the fact that his forces from the governing Prosperity Party have suffered substantive defeats one after the other. And I think we're waiting for what is known as a mutually hurting stalemate, where both parties hurt so much and there is no further, and you're at an impasse. And that's when I think we will see a breakthrough. Now, I originally thought that that would happen. You know, the forces of the governing party of the Ethiopian government have tried to isolate Tigray, and the Tigrayans broke out of that isolation, advanced south and eastwards, and basically, I think, originally tried to shut off at the capital, Addis Ababa's lifeline to Djibouti, the railway and road line. And I thought that when that had happened, then you'd have what I refer to as a mutually hurting stalemate, and that could lead to negotiation. But the advances on Addis seem to be carrying on. But we're all waiting for that moment when the Tigrayans and Prime Minister Abiy says, we now need to settle this. We can't let this carry on. The damage that it's doing to Ethiopia is immense.
I can only imagine. In fact, one of our listeners, Peter, says, should one be concerned about flying Ethiopian Airlines in a few weeks' time? If people have booked, is this, you know, what would you say to them?
Yeah. I travel through and to Addis. I've done so very often, and I don't think so yet. But I also don't believe that what we will see is a fight in Addis. The Tigrayans are despised in Addis Ababa, and it's a massive city. And I don't think that they would be capable of taking Addis. I also don't think that they have anti-aircraft missiles and systems, and I don't think it's in anybody's interests to shoot down a passenger plane or whatever the case may be. But mistakes can happen, and this is the danger. So I guess what I'm saying is I wouldn't yet be concerned about flying through through Addis. I think airlines are taking adequate precautions. Who knows? You know, I've not seen any indication that that there is a threat to the airspace. But the EPDOF, the military from the government, have previously bombed the capital of Tigray, and that of course means that the Tigrayans would be trying to prevent something like this. But I don't think that they have anti-aircraft systems that I'm aware of. But I just don't know.
Right, right. And in terms of the Americans and a couple of Western countries saying to their, telling people to leave the area, does that escalate it, or does that really make sense?
Well, it does make sense. You know, we have the Institute for Security Studies. We have quite a large office in Addis, and we've also done our own emergency planning. And I think that's just the responsible thing to do. But I say again that the conflict hasn't yet hit Addis Ababa. It's a massive city. It's about more than 100 kilometers from there at the moment. And I don't think it will get to Addis Ababa. But the problem is that the situation in Addis is becoming more difficult in terms of food and supplies and medical and communications. And people are concerned. So I think what we all have to do is do our planning and be responsible about it. But I think governments like the Americans and the French are doing what they should do, which is getting their foreign nationals out of there and trying to make sure that they are not caught up if the worst happens, because I mean they have to do their contingency planning.
In any event, they have to do that.
Try and make sure that their nationals are not caught up in this situation. But it's an absolute tragedy. You know,
it really is. It's devastating. It's so upsetting when you see a nation or a country that really was starting to show such great signs of promise, and then this happens.
You know, I saw yesterday that the first of the large clothing manufacturers from China have now closed their factories. Mm. You know, Ethiopia is busy industrializing. It's had the most rapid economic growth of any country in the world for the last decade until about a year ago. And now all of this is coming apart. And Ethiopia and to a lesser extent Rwanda have been Africa's two major success stories.
Absolutely.
So it's actually tragic.
It really is. I share your sentiment. Dr. Jackie Saliers, African analyst and founder of the Institute for Security Studies, the ISS, spoke to us this morning about the escalating war in Ethiopia.